I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And how can I say that? Because I was the original, that's right. I started this back in 1984. Somebody said to me, hey, you can't do radio? Say, yeah, you're right. When you bought him on us, I went to boxing promoter Joe Gilardi. He gave me $3,000 or $4,000. Ring Talk was on the air. Before you knew it, we're live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we've been here 20 years, but the bottom line is I've been on the radio 41 years, so I know a little bit about what I'm talking about when it comes to boxing. Not only am I a talk show host, I'm an award-winning boxing writer, and I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. So at one time I was nationally ranked. I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I don't know as much as you, because if I was the average boxing fan, I looked at that fight yesterday and said, that was a fix. I'm talking about Rico. I mean, holy cow, what was going on with that? Rico Verhoeven and Oleg Usyk? I mean, talk about, listen, boxing, I understand boxing has a strange attraction to people. I sort of liken it to a crack prostitute. What I mean by that is, if you fall in love with a crack prostitute, she's going to do you wrong, a crack whore, call it what you want, but the bottom line is, she's going to do you wrong, she's going to steal your money, she's going to cheat on you, she can do everything you can imagine. She's the most despicable thing on the planet, right? That's the sport of boxing, professional boxing. And yet, we're hooked on it. What can I say? Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The referee was Mark Lyson. He comes to us from the UK. Of course, the stuff that he pulled in the 10th round, at the end of the 10th round yesterday, was like, I can't believe it. Put it this way, it's not, people, some writers will say, oh, this was controversial. No, no, no. It was atrocious, which means horribly wicked. Straight up, this is Ring Talk live worldwide. Robert's in the house. I'm in good hands. This is Ring Talk on Sports Byline.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, another example of computers dying here on us as we speak. The bringing us back there, music didn't roll. This wasn't good. This is the beginning of the show, and it's not making me feel good about the actual. When I sit down here each week, I sit down here to perform. Okay, and I can't perform with the way things are going around here, and things have been going bad for a long, 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 long time. And I hate to air these things on air, but that was a classic example of it. Okay, the computer freezing on Robert in the other room. The computer freezes all the time. Instead of getting a new computer, they keep using the same one over and over again. It's like insanity. Okay, and I got to tell you. I built up a whole lot of viewers on the on YouTube is concerned. We got 200 clicks one day for one of my shows a couple of weeks ago, right? So I try to build on that. I can't build on that because we don't have proper internet here, and the choppiness of the broadcast that goes out on YouTube is such of poor quality that I cry when I look at it. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a performer. I need to be able to sit down and do my thing. And I mean, that's the way it is. When I did TV gigs, that's the way it was. I showed up at a TV gig. I sat down. I knew what I was supposed to do, and I did my gig. I'm supposed to come in here and perform. I can't come in here and perform when the equipment around me is inferior or it doesn't work. And the fact that we're not broadcasting correctly on YouTube, we are 26 years into the 21st century. YouTube is a 20th century entity. Okay, it's been around a long time. Okay, we can't get a straight feed to YouTube because we've got a poor internet here. And they tell me that the internet here feed here is the best ever. The best. I'm telling you, the network guy tells me week in and week out, he tested the internet. He sent me a next text this week. We tested the internet and it's perfect. And yet I have a problem getting internet each week here. It crashes in the room. Something crashes in the room. You guys hear me on the air. I'm going, oh, man, the computer just crashed. The internet just crashed. Well, something's wrong. And they just keep denying it, and I can't hang anymore. I just can't. I'm at the end of my rope, and I've said this before, but if stuff doesn't turn around, this is going to be my last edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Is Tommy D ready to rock? No, Tommy D. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Look. You know, I know the boxing game takes a hit each time a noted heavyweight gets beat up by an MMA novice. Remember, Francis Ngannou beat the crap out of Tyson Fury a couple years ago and didn't get the call? Well, history was repeating itself as kickboxer Rico Verhoeven was embarrassing the old guard of boxing before heavyweight champion Oleg Usyk got a gift stoppage at the end of round 11 by referee Mark Lyson of the United Kingdom. This referee, he should be arrested, in my opinion. The 11th round was over, and although Rico was vertical after being dropped by a desperate champion who knew he was getting his head handed to him almost round after round, I believe Lyson, the referee, was patiently waiting for the opportunity to save Usyk's ass. Usyk is now 20-0, 16 KOs, and guess what? He did save him because I thought he was on the verge of losing until I looked at the scorecards. Bottom line is, listen, this proves you've all been fooled again. Usyk is the beneficiary of a heavyweight division that is lacking much talent. What I mean is, you hear my cohorts come on the air and talk about Usyk being one of the best pound for pound. Pound for pound of what? I went down a list of heavyweight champions yesterday, and of the 19 guys, there's not a guy there that Usyk would be favored over. And being competitive with is one thing. I don't even think he'd be competitive with a lot of these guys. He would just get smoked like a blunt. I mean, he's not much. He's a cruiserweight. He's a small, tiny guy, essentially 6'2", 6'3", small in body mass, okay, that's been able to get over, and I give him props for getting over. But the bottom line is, he didn't win yesterday. He was losing 7-3. I think Tommy D had it 7-3 in rounds. I had it 7-3 in rounds. And yet the judges, I'll go back to my editorial on this, the judges had it 95-95, 96-94. One judge had it 96-94 for Rico, 6-4 in rounds. And the other judge had it 95-95. How you can see this, listen, that's criminal, okay? It's just criminal. And had the referee not been so trigger-happy, it wouldn't have looked like such a fix. It just looked like a fix. I mean, let me tell you, the round was over. The referee signaled at the end of the round. We know they tapped the 10-second thing, so he knew the round was coming to an end, all right? The guy had gotten up. He was okay. You know, I mean, to my mind, the bell was going to ring, and he was going to get a minute to get his act together. I mean, he was ahead. This guy was beating the world heavyweight champion. If anybody deserved any benefit of a doubt in a boxing match, it was this guy, okay? And they didn't give it to him. The old boxing guard would not give it up to a kickboxer. They stole it from him. Let me tell you like this. I'm of the opinion that he could have knocked Oleg down 4, 5, 6 times, and he still wouldn't have won the fight. You could have knocked him out twice and not won the fight. I mean, it was just bad, okay? Nobody else, though, as I said earlier, nobody else will bash this referee because the professional media, per se, it no longer exists. No longer am I writing for major newspapers? No longer am I in boxing magazines. No longer is No longer is the New York Times covering boxing, the New York Post, the Baltimore Sun, the LA Times, the Las Vegas Review Journal, the Reno Gazette, the Seattle Times. I keep going and going, but all these newspapers covered boxing at one point in time, okay, up until about 15 or 20 years ago when the newspaper industry died. So now there is no boxing media, so nobody's held accountable. There's nobody to hold these clowns accountable. The Fourth Estate, that's the media. They're supposed to hold people accountable. Now you got a bunch of turds on YouTube. I hate to put it like that, but a bunch of guys on YouTube babbling this, and they don't have no idea what they're talking about. They wouldn't know a left hook from a fish hook, but they're boxing fans. And okay, I get off on that. You're really into being a boxing fan, but the bottom line is that was a fix yesterday, or looked like a fix, and the referee, Mark Leister, should never, ever... Listen, this is my point. Is that, remember... when guys get bad decisions, they get these judges. When they make bad decisions, they get future assignments. They're never penalized. They're never put on probation. They're never, like, sanctioned. Nothing like that. It's just business as usual. And I don't, because that's the nature of the game, I guess. I guess the game is so corrupt, and yes, it's corrupt, that there's no way anything can be straight. You know, only the ring is square. I guess that's the best line I could ever come up with the sport of boxing. Only the ring is square. Anyway, I'll go on to yesterday's card. Of course, coming to us from Egypt, was on DAZN pay-per-view. If you have DAZN pay-per-view and you paid $70 for it, it might have been worth it. Anyway, but the bottom line is, if you didn't and you got to watch it anyway, more power to you. Anyway, you know, a round in boxing is 180 seconds long. You guys know that, right? Well, Barry McGuigan and his buddy yesterday on TV, Barry McGuigan, the former featherweight champion of Ireland, the Blaine, something, I can't, something, Cyclone, Clone Cyclone, that's what he was called. Bottom line is, he never shuts up. I mean, boxing is a self-explanatory type of thing. You're looking at the sport, you can see, whoa, that guy missed with a big right hand, okay? You don't need to be telling me that, okay? And Barry has to talk for 174 seconds. Barry and his buddy talk for 174 seconds of a 180-second round. That's how long they talked. 174 seconds of a 180-second round. And once, let's move on to the undercard, okay? In one sentence, Jack Catterall in his welterweight debut outclassed, unbeaten, and untested Shakur Gysham. who was set out 17-1, 10 KOs of Uzbekistan. Scores read 119-109 or 11-1 in rounds. Swim 16-111 and 118-109 after 12 rounds. As Catterall improves to 32-2 with 14 KOs. Of course, he fought formerly at 135 and 140 pounds. Now, Richard Torres, I've talked about this before, but the Olympic gold medalist from 2020, he's boxing history. In the past couple of years, I often sniped at 2012 Olympic silver medalist Richard Torres Jr. The reason being, he can't fight. He couldn't fight. Others couldn't see his technical flaws because they don't box, especially when it came to proper distance and squared shoulders. But both shortcomings combined resulted in a second-round one-punch knockout at the hands of Frank Martin, 26-1, 19 KOs yesterday. I mean, holy cow. As far as good U.S. heavyweights, you can add Richard Torres to the heavyweight trash heap, as there's no recycling him or the once promising Jared support dog Anderson. That's right. Last time I saw him, he had a support dog. Talk about Jared Anderson. Time to stick a fork in them both. Bottom line is, Tommy D shouldn't be in my ear, folks. I should be able to do this. He shouldn't be in my ear. Okay? Anyway, how to keep Shiraz away from Canelo? The fact that Hamad Shiraz, that threw me off, is a WBO gets 168-pound champion, means he cannot be ranked by the WBC, which Canelo Alvarez is a champion. Does Canelo have compromising pictures of WBC head Mauricio Suleiman? We all wonder. We all question. Anyway, wise guy Carl Schrock thinks Shiraz smokes Canelo like a blunt. But as long as he's a WBO champion, the WBC doesn't have to rate him. So straight up, it's pretty bad. Straight up, another fight. The semi-main event on the card, it wasn't pretty, but the bottom line is Shiraz did knock this guy out in the second round. It was like a second-round knockout day all day. But straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with Tommy D after the break. The great Sir Thomas Dillamuth after the break on Sports Byline.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm thinking about the late, great Harold Letterman, Mr. HBO. Oh, he was a wonderful soul. He just was. I remember the time that we were in Sacramento, California at the Arco Arena after a fight card. Of course, the limousine driver keeps looking at his watch. This black limousine driver, he kept looking at his watch. He wanted to get it over with. It's like almost midnight. You know what I'm saying? He wants to get the hell out of there, right? Well, Harold signed an autograph. So I told the guy, listen, I'll take Harold back to the hotel. Harold sat there, stood there, and signed autographs and took pictures until like 12:30 in the morning. I kid you not. The card got over about 10:15, 10:30. He got out there about 11. He was out there for an hour and a half at least. Bottom line is, that is the late, great Harold Letterman. And the reason why I bring up Harold Letterman is that these three judges yesterday, none of them were Harold Letterman. I mean, I'll be honest with you, they weren't. I'll go you with the names right here. I hope I can get them right. But the bottom line is Manuel Oliver Paloma, he had it 95-95. Interesting. Precepio Pasquale, or Pasquale Precepio, whatever, bottom line is, he had it 96-94 for Rico. Okay, and the other guy had it, Fabian Guggenheim, so had it 95-95, even fight. Bottom line is, Tommy D and I had it 7-3, and I think I was stretching it and doing the 73 thing. It almost kind of went, almost might have went 8-2, and some people's minds was 8-2. I mean, I'm telling you, this was a one-sided fight in my mind. And then the ending, so the fact that the ending came at the end of a round, after this guy put up such a valiant effort. Yes, he had been down, but he was up, and he was responsive to the referee. The referee just didn't give him the benefit of the doubt in my mind. Did he, Tommy D?
This fight was, I mean, it was not even close. I had it, I mean, 8-2 is big. I had it 7-3, which is still a big lead, you know. Did you see the judges' scorecards?
I'm looking at them right now. They're right in front of me.
Five, they had it even. I don't know how you gave Usyk more than four rounds. No. Like, I gave him only three. It's a joke. It's a black eye for boxing. I mean, because even though, you know, he sort of got it right, but, you know, then you got the referee, you know, who robbed this guy of a chance in the 12th round. And listen, to be fair, you know, I'm a fair guy. They also robbed Usyk of closing the show, you know? So I thought it was a terrible stoppage. It's crazy. You get this UK ref, terrible stoppage. And then weeks ago, you get a UK ref that didn't want to stop it.
Mark Lyson was the referee tonight. I can't remember the referee, but a couple weeks ago, you're talking about the Fabio Wardley fight with Danny, yes, Dubois. I mean, Fabio Wardley, listen, I've never seen a guy beaten that bad in a professional boxing match, I would have to say, in 15 or 20 years. Can you think of a guy that's been beaten up that bad, Tommy D, of late?
Without being stopped? Oh, man.
Can you? Can you come up with another guy that's taking a beating like that, period, that hasn't been stopped in the last 15 years? Not like that. I don't think so.
I can't think of one. No.
And the referee, he I remember he looked to the corner one time, brought him to the corner a couple times, brought in the doctor a couple times. The referee's a guy in control. He's supposed to be the boss, the sole arbiter. He's a guy that's supposed to look out for the fighter's safety. The referee and the doctor in the corner, and against with Fabio Wardley, all three elements failed him miserably.
Terrible, terrible. And, you know, we can even go weeks before that. You know, the UK ref that handled the Chisora against Wilder fight. Terrible refereeing. Like, I don't know what they're doing over there. And you know what's even funny? In the co-main event last night, yeah, was your favorite ref, Luis Pabon.
I saw that.
Who we got at, you know, a couple years ago in the Usyk Dubois fight. And, you know, he didn't really have to do anything bad because, you know, that guy, you know, was a ham and egger that was there and there with Shiraz. But still, it was just, I don't know, it's just all funny to me. I don't know what they're doing over there. And now, you know, what kills the sport, right, is now people want to have a rematch with this guy that skipped the line. You know?
No.
And I don't want to see a rematch.
No, and now let me bring up the rematch thing for you, okay? The rematch doesn't work for the guy that pulled the upset the first time because he can't reach that psychological height again. In other words, he's been screwed, yes. Especially if you've been screwed over on the judges' court cards after like 12 rounds. Let me tell you about Jeff Fenech. Jeff Fenech went 12 rounds with Zuma Nelson in June of 1988 or 89. I can't remember when it was. But the bottom line is, I thought he schooled Zuma Nelson, and he won going away. They called it a draw. It was such a bad decision that the WBC gave him a belt for that fight 10 or 15 years later. I kid you not. So anyway, it was really a bad decision. I was with Jeff that night. He was destroyed mentally. He was destroyed psychologically. I'm not trying to say he was whimpering or anything like that, but you could see he was a broken man because of this decision. And you don't, once you're broken, you can't, once you drop that glass and the glass breaks, you can't put it back together ever again.
No. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, sometimes it works. You know, sometimes you get a guy that will come back. You know, I can go back to Nick Ball, who we thought, you know, beat Vargas, and they scored it a draw, which was crazy. And then he came back and he beat Raymond Ford and won the title anyway. But you know, it rarely happens. It rarely happens. Like it's sad. You know, these guys put in a lot of work in training camps to get to that moment. You know, they work themselves up, and then, you know, to have somebody else who is not hitting you in the head take it away from you, it's a travesty.
Well, travesty doesn't work, you know. And well, I want to say this, though. Before this fight, you and Socrates were talking like, hold on. Like Usyk was like the next, Usyk pound for pound this, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to run through the top 19 heavyweight champions of all time and tell me if you can think he can beat any of these guys. Muhammad Ali, Joe Louis, Lennox Lewis, Larry Holmes, Rocky Marciano, George Foreman, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, Joe Frazier, Jack Johnson, Jack Dempsey, Vladimir Klitschko, Sam Langford, Gene Tooney, as Ali called him, Vitaly Klitschko, Sonny Liston, or Ezra Charles. Do you think he can beat any of those guys? I don't.
I think a few of them he could beat. I'm not saying he would beat. I'm saying he could beat. I think he could beat a Marciano.
Let me tell you one thing about Marciano. He was primitive, but man, the guys that I talked to that got hit by him told me it was a whole different world. It was just, his right hand was the equivalent of a 45 slug. That's how it was compared. I kid you not. So say what you want. I think if he'd have hit this guy, he'd have broke him in half. Marciano, if Marciano can get you, if he can get you in one spot, I think he can take care of you. If he got Ali in one spot, he'd finish Ali. I mean, I wouldn't know how to fight Marciano. I wouldn't, because he took a licking and kept ticking.
That's true. You make a good. I said I think he would have a good shot. Listen, out of those 20 heavyweights, there's still about 20 more that I don't think Usyk could beat. I don't think he could beat you. No, don't put me in that situation. Don't do it. I think Usyk is a great fighter, but I don't think he's an all-time great like people make him out to be. I mean, I don't think you mentioned Lennox Lewis.
I mentioned Evander Holyfield. Let me tell you, Lennox Lewis, if history was, I think, give Lennox Lewis all his props, Lennox Lewis, he's number three on this list. He's probably about number three. And I don't know if Joe Louis is number two, because, you know, Joe Louis and Larry Merchant like nearly crucified me about this shit yesterday. Joe Louis defended his title 25 times. Well, who cares? Look at the guys he fought. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, I mean, he fought a couple of good guys, but the most part, he, like Ray Robinson, fought a whole lot of bums. In fact, Joe Louis called it the Bum of the Month Club.
Wow.
That's what he called it. Anyway, as going up and down this list, I just don't think that Lo Olekus is that good of a fighter. I don't think he was that good coming in. And let's talk about my favorite fighter, Richard Torres.
Jesus. This guy, I thought he was okay. I respected Torres, right? I respect, he's an Olympian, silver medal, right? You know, and I like the fact that he didn't want to go, even though he signed with Top Rank, he didn't necessarily want to do the Top Rank thing. He wanted to fight the top guys. I give him credit for that. But I didn't think he was that good. I always thought that his defensively, he kept his head in a straight line.
Yeah.
And that eventually, you know, I've seen him get knocked out badly in the Olympic Games. I don't think it was Olympics. It was like the American Games or something like that. He got knocked out badly by like that guy from Kubistan.
Well, you know how he got the silver medal, right?
How?
He bought it online. Didn't he?
At the end of the day, he lost to the same guy that knocked him out in the gold medal round.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. That punch that he took last night, listen, the guy fights square. The guy fights square. He isn't a big heavyweight to begin with. He fights real square with his shoulders side by side, negating any reach he might have, okay? So he does that, and he, like, tends to stick his chin up in the air. I mean, he's standing square. I can go on and on. He has so many flaws, and when he was hitting that punch, he was hitting that one punch thing. He wasn't hitting punch pads. It was like a one punch thing. Boom, boom, like trying to knock out punch that left cross. The left cross was coming. It didn't protect his chin. I mean, it left him open the whole nine yards. And these people that are supervising him are telling him, oh, good job. Well, guess what? They don't know boxing.
No. They don't, but let's go to the flip side of this, Pedro, because you know how we like to do this, right?
Okay.
Well, at least I do.
Okay.
But let me ask, I'm going to start with a question. Didn't Frank Sanchez look phenomenal? Like, his body, like, he looked extra phenomenal. And then, you know who was his trainer also. So,
are you implying he was might have been taking some Flintstone vitamins?
Listen, allegedly... Right, I'll put that. It's possible, right? It's definitely possible. Reynoso, we already know Reynoso's from the same.
I'm going to tell you like this: the guy, Tommy D, the guy looked like he was on. He looked like he was on something. I mean, between you and I, that's the first thing.
He really did.
That's the first. Hey, did you think that when you looked at him too?
Yes.
See, Tommy D and I are on the same page. Back with more after the break. This is Ring Talk on Sports Byline.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back to the break. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Before I get back to boxing, I want to ask Tommy D. Tommy D is a big football guy. Who the hell is Stephon Diggs? Did he really lose a $69 million contract with the New England Patriots?
He's a head case guy and wide receiver. He was a pro bowler. He's a great receiver. I don't understand what he did. You know, I know he's done some things in the media and had some issues with some, you know, baby moms and stuff like that. But that's all I know about.
Baby mamas, you mean like Floyd Mayweather?
Could be, yeah.
Floyd Mayweather, of course, this week, was it this week, some judge slapped him, said he owes $33,000 a month and over $1 million in child support to some chick. And guess what? Guess what he has in common with Gervonta Davis? Are you ready for this?
They like strippers?
Exactly. They like strippers. I mean, Gervonta Davis got in all kinds of trouble for a stripper. He's got some charges against him alleged by a stripper. And, of course, now Floyd impregnating a stripper. And, you know, of course, he runs a strip club down there. Money Mayweather's in Las Vegas. And I told you about the last time I was down there. I went in there two different times and it was empty. So then, wait a second. I'm trying to be the journalist that I am. Like, you know, go on one day. One day is not cool. So I sent one of my Las Vegas sources in there. Two other times, and guess what? Both times was empty. So I don't know how Mayweather's making any money. Plus, the IRS hit him with a $17 million, something. I think either seven or seventeen. Doesn't matter. A lot of money. $17 million tax lien. He hasn't paid his taxes on different things. That gym that he had in Los Angeles is now the Manny Pacquiao boxing gym. I mean, holy cow! I mean, what has Floyd done? Well, how could you blow that kind of money? If he had that kind of money to begin with, how could you blow that much, Tommy D? He doesn't snort blow.
No, he doesn't. And I think he lives a clean life as far as, you know.
He buys underwear. He wears
a lot of drugs.
And he wears a clean pair of, he buys a brand new pair of underwear every day.
Yeah.
That's what I read about
pretty much.
No, that's what I read about him. That's what I read. He has figured into his income is like $6,000 a year for underwear.
Wow, I mean, you know, listen, I guess the expression is true in some cases. More money, more problems. I don't know. You know, I mean, some guys don't know how to manage their money and, you know, make bad investments as well. I think he's an example of a guy that's made, you know, bad investments.
Well, somebody said he gave $170 million to a guy that tried to steal some money from a pension fund, a correction officer's pension fund, this and that. So the guy has history in the whole nine yards. I'm surprised the guy isn't dead, because guess what? If a guy stole $170 million from me, he'd be dead.
No comment. No,
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, but $170 million. We're not talking about $17. We're talking about $100. And, you know, and nowadays, I don't know if I told you this, but you know, since this guy has been we've had this new president the last year and a half. My steaks at Whole Foods went from $18 to $31. The gasoline went from $3.50 to $7. So if everybody thinks this country's on the right track, I think this country's going to spit with an H, but that's my opinion.
No, I tend to agree with you on that. I don't like getting into politics and stuff like that, but the numbers show what you've been saying.
Tommy D.
You know, you're being nice.
Tommy D, I'm on the streets a lot as a private investigator. I see there are so many poor and broken people in this country. It's unbelievable. And it's not just this city. I've been to Chicago. I've been all over the California the valleys, this and that. There's messed up people, mentally ill people, and homeless people all over the place. And now they're just accepted. It's just like, well, that's the way it goes. That's not the way it should go in a country that's the richest country in the world. Let me tell you like this. I'm on a rant, on a roll, okay? Medical coverage in this country is the most expensive in the entire world, okay? And yet Mexico just decided they were going to give free medical coverage to 124 million Mexicans, okay? If they can do it and all these other countries around the world can do it, why can't we do it? This is the only country in the world where if you get sick, you can go bankrupt.
Yeah. It's sad, but again, I don't get much into it. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm sorry for the rant.
You know, these politicians always give us empty and false promises.
But I'm just trying to say. I mean, steak can't go up that much, bro. From $18 to like $31 one cut, and then there's another one that went up. There's another one I can't even. I remember, I used to buy this Alaskan king crab. This big king crab was like $56 a pound, right? And now it's like $75 a pound. And this is just less than a year ago. Not that I buy a lot of it. I buy like one leg. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is everything is going through the roof, Tommy D. I don't know how the average American is making it. I really don't. I'm not talking politics. I'm talking reality. If you've got kids, I buy my coffee from McDonald's every morning. That's the only thing I buy that's fast food, okay? When I go in there, I watch couples and people buying stuff for the family. It costs $33 for a guy to feed himself, his wife, and two small kids at McDonald's. I watch it. $33. And for that, he got nothing but trash, meat that's molded together. I mean, molded together. It's not all those. In McDonald's beef, they found 1,600 different DNAs.
Mm.
That means 1,600 different cows added to, come on, man. So, I mean, none of this adds up. There's chemicals in that. I mean, I told you about, I'm on a roll. I told you about the Chick-fil-A sandwich. I went into I found out there was aluminum phosphate in there. Aluminum phosphate, when injected into in animals, causes Alzheimer's, okay? So I went into this, the Chick-fil-A, and I says to the chick, I said, hey, I'm with iHeartRadio. She goes, oh, yeah. I gave her a card. It says iHeartRadio. Her eyes lit up. Tommy D. She said, oh, boy. Tommy. I said, yeah, you want to do an interview on your signature chicken sandwich? She said, okay, fine. So I break out the old iPhone, get it rolling. The first thing I say to her is, why is the chemical aluminum phosphate in your signature chicken sandwich when there's a possible connection to Alzheimer's disease through aluminum? Can you talk to me about, can you comment on that? She never said another word. Her smile like went the, and from looking at my business card, all of a sudden now she's looking at the back of the business card, the blank in it. She's like staring at it. So I definitely rattled her. Corporate, they said corporate was going to call me. They never call me. And just like I said yesterday, I might be repeating myself, but the bottom line is, the fact that they didn't say nothing speaks out loud. You know what I'm trying to say, Tommy D?
Absolutely, yeah. They, you know, it's better to say nothing than anything, you know, but they already got caught with their pants down, so.
I mean, why do we need chemicals in food? We don't. And let me tell you, you know, I go to Whole Foods, and Whole Foods, like, strips me of so much of my money, it's unbelievable. But then again, when I walk out of there, I don't have to walk out of there thinking that this might have antibiotics in it, or this might have added chemicals in it. There are 400 things in the United States that are allowed that are not allowed in food in Europe and Canada. 400 different things they allow in the food here. 400.
Wow.
I mean, not 40, not 10, not 15. 400 different chemicals they allow in food. Why do we need chemicals in food, Tommy D? Why? Talk to me. Answer that question. Can you think of any reason why we need chemicals in food?
I have no idea.
Because it makes it last for 10 years. They can make it last 10 years. And they can, and you know, as far as the McDonald's is concerned, everybody says, oh, you know, it used to be good. Yeah, when Ray Kroc put his first McDonald's on the line in 1955. He did it after the model of the In-N-Out burgers, which started in 1948. That was where he took off. That's where he took off the sign. So originally, you know, I mean, McDonald's was decent meat and things like that, and then corporate got involved, and once corporations got involved, much like Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders said that when after he sold his Kentucky Fried Chicken brand to the corporates, he goes, I've been had. He goes, I've been had. These people, he goes, my chicken isn't worth spit now. And he said spit. He didn't say spit. He said spit with an H. He said to himself, Colonel Sanders said this about his own chicken.
Wow.
You know, I mean, this is the food. This is the food chain we're eating, Tommy D. This is scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is scary. Anyway, let's go back to boxing for a little bit. this, of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If they give Oleg Usyk, if they make Oleg Usyk fight Rico again, Rico's sort of been playing. It's like he played blackjack and got an ace and a king, and then he was beaten by a pair of eights, a guy holding 16. That's a good way to put it. And psychologically, I don't think you can ever. It's hard to overcome that. And physically, it's hard to overcome it because you got up that one time. But I will say this. Had he not been so frenetic in some of his movement, you know what I mean by frenetic movement, Taco Rico? He was, like, jerking all over the place. He was nervous.
Yeah. He was. And then, you know, and I think that threw Usyk off a little bit, you know. But I'm still, like, on if they do this rematch, like, I think people should boycott the event. You know, like there's no need to see another fight with these two guys. It's a shame, and it's not fair to the contenders in line, you know, for the championship. He's basically holding the titles hostage, you know, and I don't like this. You know, it's the same thing as, you know, Suleiman protecting Canelo, you know what I'm saying? Like, now they're going to do it with Usyk, and I don't think it's fair. You got a guy, I think Andrzej Kobiel deserves a shot. I'm not saying he would beat Usyk. I think he has a great chance to beat Usyk, especially, you know, the devastating body puncher that he is. And, you know, Usyk doesn't like it to the body, you know, but why is he not getting an opportunity? And why are they kind of shelving this guy? They only give this guy a fight like once a year.
Okay,
so,
are you talking about Andrzej Kobiel?
Andrzej Kobiel, like, he deserves this opportunity.
No, man, I've been saying that for a long time. This and that reeks of a fix. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, they got Shiraz over in the WBO. Well, as long as he's in the WBO, he's not in the WBC, so he can't be ranked with Canelo. In other words, he's dangerous. Canelo don't want no part of danger. Canelo's taking on Mubelo Bubidi, whatever his name is. The guy had a draw in his last fight.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, wait, how do you get a championship fight on a draw?
I don't know.
Because you're going to lose.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's much.
The same way some people get title opportunities after a loss.
Yeah, like Ryan Garcia.
I'm not going to mention names.
Like Ryan Garcia. Fandora.
All right, Fandora was another one.
Yeah, well, Fandora made up for that with his performances since then. There's no doubt about it. Now, one thing, last question. Ryan Garcia going to beat Conor Benn?
I think it's a 50-50 fight. I don't think much of either fighter. But it's an opportunity for Ryan Garcia to really show that he's one of the elite guys in the sport. A lot of people have been proclaiming this guy as the next man up for years now. You know, they said that he's the next coming of De La Hoya, right? And they put him, you know, they want to put him in that elite status. I think he's supposed to beat a guy like Conor Benn. I don't think Conor Benn is any good. I think he's okay, but I don't think he's anything good, anything special. So this is an opportunity for Garcia, but I still think it's kind of a 50-50 fight. I don't think much of either fighter, to be honest.
The great Sir Thomas Dillon was. You can catch Tommy D on YouTube Friday nights. What's your channel, Tommy D? Bronx what?
A TD Sports Talk.
Straight up, that's Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillon. Of course, it's happy anniversary to him and his wife. Of course, they're celebrating anniversary number 75. Is it 75?
almost. 24.
Congratulations to you both. Let's take it away, Robert.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Fifty-six minutes past hour, hour number one of two live on Sports Byline. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Amari Jones looked pretty good recently. Of course, he's a fighter you're going to take an eye on. Of course, I think Floyd Mayweather might have a piece of him. But straight up, Floyd Mayweather, not my favorite guy. Everybody knows that. Of course, you know, he and I went back and forth. One time he said I was the greatest boxing writer in the history of boxing. In fact, what he said was, "You're the greatest boxing writer around." And then a couple of minutes later, I asked him a serious question. He said to me, "What do you know about boxing?" I said, "Well, a couple of minutes ago, I was the greatest boxer in history. Straight up, greatest boxing writer around." I want to tell these Hector Camacho story for my man in the other room. I want to tell him this story. Let me tell you. Camacho and I are in Puerto Rico, and he's going to fight Jorge Vaca. So anyway, I'm doing the television. I'm doing the matchmaker a little bit. Doing a little bit of everything. Of course, Harold Smith, the convicted embezzler, is the promoter. So I'm at the arena doing the television, and Harold taps me on the shoulder. And I say to him, "Harold, what are you doing in the middle of a TV show?" He goes, "You got to talk to me. You got to talk to me." I said, "Why, but what's up?" He goes, "Camacho's not coming." I said, "What do you mean Camacho's not coming? He's the main event. He's the main event guy. What do you mean he's not coming?" He goes, "He's all messed up on coke back at the hotel." He goes, "You got to go get him." I said, "What do you mean I got to go get him? Me and Hector, not really a little bit of a first name basis." He called my wife one time when she was pulling a bitch move on the phone. But the bottom line is we're not real close. He goes, "You got to try, Pete. You got to try to go back and get him." He goes, "If you don't bring him, the show doesn't go on. And if the show doesn't go on, you don't get paid." And I've been there for 6 weeks. I'm going to get close to 10 grand, okay? I'm not getting paid unless Camacho comes to fight, and Camacho's all coked out back at the hotel. So I go back to the hotel, took off my tuxedo coat, went back to the hotel, and I'm banging on the door of this penthouse, and he won't open the door. Bang, 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 bang. Camacho went up the door. I'm kicking the door. He won't open the door. Finally, he opens the door, and he's all coked out. So what do you want? I said, "Listen, man, I got to talk to you." So he sits down. There's a bunch of cocaine on the table, this glass table. We're talking this then. I said, "You know my ex-wife's a bitch, right?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "If you don't show up to fight," I said, "she's going to take me to court and take away my driver's license. And she'll take away my visitation and my driver's license. That's what a bitch she is, and that's what she can do with California laws." I said, "So I need you to come to the fight to show up, bro." I said, "I really need you." He goes, "No, man, I can't do it. Look, I'm all messed up." I said, "No, please, 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 you got to come." I was ready to get down on my hands and knees, and he said, "Okay." And Camacho took one last line of cocaine, put on his clothes, bam, we're out the door, right? He showed up to the fight. He butted Jorge Vaca in the first round. The fight was over in the second round. Technical draw, bottom line is, that was me and Hector Camacho, the Harlem Heckler. Of course, talking about my wife, what did you do for me? Well, one time my wife disrespected me on a speakerphone, and he heard it. He was in the room. So he says, "Let me call her." So he calls her back. He says, hey, hey, this is Hector. And she goes, Hector who? She goes, Hector Camacho, baby, the macho man. Well, then she sort of softened up at that point in time. But that's what a bitchy ex-wife was. She cut me off with the kid. Of course, Muhammad Ali was in the room one time when she cut me off with the kid when I was on the phone coming to her from China. So the bottom line is, we've got experience with the ex-wife. Straight up, it's been another hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Robert's in the other room patiently taking care of things. Of course, we'll be back with hour number two right after the news right here on Sports Byline.
Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. We've reached Memorial Day weekend here in the United States of America. There is the obvious reason that we celebrate this holiday, or at least should be, and that is in remembrance for those who gave some, and some who gave all, in the defense of our freedoms and ideologies. And for those who have, I sincerely thank you. There are some other traditions that have developed over the years when it comes to Memorial Day weekend. Not the least of which is the holiday serving as a holiday for the American motorsports industry. This Sunday, barring inclement weather, we get the 110th running of IndyCar's Indianapolis 500 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the 67th running of the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And for a vast majority of you out there listening, the one and only time you'll watch any open-wheel car race this year will come on Sunday during the Indy 500. For as much of a stock car apologist as I am, I can't ever sit here and tell you that there's a more iconic race in all of motorsports than the Indianapolis 500, or a more hallowed ground than the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The Indy 500 is a true showcase of automotive engineering, technology, driving skill, and teamwork. Sold out in advance for the second year in a row, there will be nearly a quarter of a million spectators there to watch an event that has burned the names of its champions into the minds of the public. Mario Andretti, A.J. Foyt, the Unser family, Johnny Rutherford, Bobby Rahal, Emerson Fittipaldi, Ari Leyendyke, Helio Castroneves, Dario Franchitti, Joseph Newgarden. Incredible battles of wits and wills. In 1960, Jim Rathman and Roger Ward exchanged the lead 15 times in the closing stretches before Rathman escaped with a win. 1967 saw A.J. Foyt use the crowd looking at a brewing accident in order to slow down and weave through the chaos to win his third 500. 1985 saw Danny Sullivan show off incredible car control by saving his vehicle in a 360-degree spin while passing Mario Andretti en route to his victory. In 1992, after Michael Andretti blew his engine with only 11 laps remaining, Al Unser Jr. and Scott Goodyear put on an incredible duel that saw Unser win the closest Indy 500 in history by only 4/10 of a second. In 2006, both Michael and son Marco Andretti's attempts to win their first 500s failed when only 450 feet away from the finish line, Sam Hornish Jr. dipped underneath Marco and won by 6/10 of a second. Actress Ashley Judd, running barefoot down a rain-soaked track in order to congratulate her husband Dario Franchitti on winning his first of what would become three Indy 500s. Indelible moments, all capped off with a toast of milk. The Indianapolis 500.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And when I say the one, the only, why do I say that? Because I was the original OG. Straight up, I did this back in the 80s. People say to me, you can do radio? Yeah, watch this. Bottom line is, here we are 41 years later, knocking out all bumps. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio wars. And who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm an award-winning boxing writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion who was nationally ranked at one point in time. Bottom line is, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. What'd you think of yesterday's fight? You want to comment on this? You can. I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-75. Of course, we're talking about the fact that, wow, it was like a bad news type of thing. I mean, when you look at a boxing match and you see something in front of your eyes that you really can't believe. In other words, one guy's winning decisively, convincingly. There's no doubt about it. And then the fight gets stopped and they go to scorecards and the judges weren't thinking so. None of the judges really thought so. And, of course, one judge had it 6-4. Those other two judges had it even. I'm talking about the fight with Rico Verhoeven. Of course, he was the kickboxing champion with one professional fight. The one guy that he beat was 0-5. In other words, he couldn't lick a stamp on paper if you wet his tongue. But yet the kickboxing champion came in there and beat Oleg Usyk. He beat him round after round. I thought he was up 7-3 after 10 rounds. They stopped this fight after the 11th round when the referee, Mark Lyson, decided he was just going to fix things his way. Because I'm going to tell you, that fight didn't deserve to be being stopped. I mean, stopping that fight was like, it was atrocious. It wasn't controversial. It was atrocious. It was horrific. I mean, come up with all kinds of different words, but controversial doesn't even touch on it. That's how bad it was, okay? And the round was over when he signaled the fight over. In fact, I look back at it this morning, and he got the 10-second warning, and then the referee, Mark Lyson, and then the fight was over when he waved it off. The bell had rang. What was he doing? Fixing? We'll talk about that more. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Robert's in the house. Take it away, Robert.
Thank you.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away, no searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It was a 2026 version of Apollo Creed losing to Rocky Balboa. Only this time, Rocky got mucked. Mucked with an F. In case you missed it, World Heavyweight Champion Oleg Usyk remained undefeated versus Rico Verhaeven with an 11th round TKO. And both the ending and the scores were rigged. Well, at least two of the three scores. And while every scribe but myself will describe the ending as, quote, controversial, a true description would be, like, atrocious, which means horrifically wicked. It was bad. Almost none of you would get this, but when underdogs get mucked over in boxing, the fans and formerly the media clamor for, you know, the wrong guy getting a rematch, right? And in the rematch, the house guy usually wins 95% of the time. Why? Because getting robbed, you just can't reach that height again. I talked about Jeff Fennick and Azuma Nelson in hour number one. Maybe a better example would be like Marcus Mondina. He beat Floyd Mayweather by a score of 115-111, so said the late HBO judge Harold Lederman. Height at 8-4 sitting ringside for Madonna. Most pundits felt Madonna won, clearly won. While one judge had it a draw at 114-114, Burt Clements had it 117-111, 9-3 in rounds for Mayweather, and Dave Moretti had it, Dangerous Dave, had it 116-112, or 8-4 in rounds for Floyd. Floyd didn't win that fight. These guys were like 6 or 7 rounds off the other way. What I'm trying to say is you don't do that accidentally. You can't do it accidentally. So you need to fire judges. But instead of firing Moretti and Clements, they got more jobs. They just did. They got more jobs. You know, and Marco lost. And basically, I told you about the blackjack thing. He was holding both a king and an ace. And most people know a little bit about playing blackjack, or 21, as they call it in the hood, because if you get a king and an ace, you win. But getting screwed in the fight is like having that king and an ace in your hand and being beaten by a pair of eights or 16. And this bad referee, oh man, I want to talk about it again. Mark Lyson, he should be arrested for impersonating an official. I mean, the entire group of British referees, of course, they've migrated to Saudi Arabia previously and now Egypt. Of course, these fights are going on in the Middle East. They're like the house officials, and they suck. And you know what? I want to use a nastier word, but I don't want to go there. I mean, these guys are really bad, and they're supposed to be the guys that brought us the Marquess of Queensbury. I mean, that's where boxing first got its start, in England, in the UK. But you wouldn't know it from these officials. That beating they let Fabio Wardley take a few weeks ago, I wanted to cry. If I was related to him, I would have cried. I wanted to cry just being a boxing fan. And you know what? You guys saying, oh, Pedro, man, you're getting emotional. So let me tell you, he got beat to the point where he will never, ever be the same. Something, I mean, if he is, it'll be the miracle of all miracles. I mean, I've never seen a guy take a licking like that and be the same. I mean, I've been around Muhammad Ali. I think I know a little bit about brain damage. You guys say, oh, no, I know a little bit about brain damage, okay? I was around Ali. If the greatest can be brain damaged, and he was, so can everybody else. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I talk about that time and time and time again. Okay, fighters getting hurt in the gym, being allowed to continue. They get hurt in the gym, get roughed up in the gym, get stopped, maybe suffer a concussion. Guess what? They still fight 4 or 5 weeks later, maybe 3 weeks later. Some guys fight days later. I can't remember who the fighter was, but there was a trainer out of Pleasant Hill, California. I'm not going to mention him. But the bottom line is he put a fighter in the ring, a late fighter, a guy that died in the car accident. But the bottom line is he put him in the ring with 104 temperature. Well, I kid you, with 150, that's the way guys go. But the bottom line is, that was bad last night. There's no doubt about it. And as far as boxing making some type of comeback, I just don't see it. And these decisions, what they're doing is they're opening the door for Dana White and the Zuffa Sports thing. And, of course, you guys know what I think about Dana White. I'll put it to you like this. Dana White is to boxing what gonorrhea is to sex. That's or the Tinder, one or the other. Call it what you want. But the bottom line is, that's what he is. And, of course, these people by the Brits and these promoters, I guess Matchroom was the promoters, they talk to the officials. The bottom line is they tell people, they indicate, they don't have to tell you who's going to win. They sort of tell you, they sort of hint, you know what I'm saying? So you sort of know which way to go. I mean, if the other guy's winning, why can't you give it to him? Why can't you? Why would you be compelled to give rounds to Oleg Usyk that he clearly lost? I couldn't get that. In 7-3, I was really cool with that one. I could have went 8-2, but 7-3? Come on, man. And you're trying to tell me it's even on two of the scorecards, and one judge has got a 6-4 for Rico. Outside of that one judge, they were in a screw with, went to the cards anyway. Of course, and then Usyk would have got a 10-8 round for the 11th round because he knocked him down. Okay, so that would have put Usyk in the ahead. In a fight where he lost 7 or 8 rounds already, bottom line is, this is why people think boxing is fixed. This is why. They used to blame the wire-haired wonder himself, Don King. Oh, blame it on Don King. Don King, Don King, Don. It ain't Don King no more. It's Barry Hearn, it's Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren. And these are the British promoters, okay? Of course, and Oscar De La Hoya is a guy here doing this thing. Doing this thing here in the States, and top rank of Bob Arum, of course, Bob Arum's son-in-law. Todd DeBuff is probably running the show there. But the bottom line is, those are the four entities that are not aligned with Zuffa Sports. Zuffa Sports is Dana White. Dana White, I talked about this. Dana White, listen, nobody's a millionaire in the UFC. Ronda Rousey got out as a millionaire because she cut her own deals, okay? Ronda Rousey got out, okay? Not too many people get... Why? Why doesn't Dana White produce millionaires? Why doesn't he? Because he's pocketing the money himself. This corporate America type of thing. I mean, they look at this. Listen, Dana was a genius as far as buying and selling the UFC. They bought it for like $1.5 million. They sold it for like $4.2 billion or $4,100 million more than what they paid for it. I mean, if that's the greatest investment, that's got to be the greatest investment in the history of investments. It has to be. Now, I can't think of a better one. Can you? No. But the bottom line is, give him props for that. But from that point forward, it's been pimping. I mean, he pimps mixed martial artists. Can't say that. But the bottom line is, I think he pimps them. And why do I say that? Because having been a cop here in San Francisco, I knew what real pimps were. And guess what? Real pimps gave their girls 50% of the money. The NFL gives their players 50% of the money. The NBA gives their players about 50% of the money, right? What does Danny give his players? 10% of the money. That's what they get. I kid you not, 10% of the money. So Dana White, can I say, when I call him a pimp, I'm not kidding you. He is a pimp. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Can we go to an early break now? Can we roll to an early break? You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Coming to you, of course, live on Sunday. And it is a fantastic show. I thank you for tuning in. Of course, we come to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, where it is 20 minutes past hour. I make it 21 minutes past hour. Hour number 2 of 2 on the Sports Byline. We'll see if the retired HBO Godfather picks up the phone when I give him a call in a couple of minutes. He said to me he could, then he said to me he couldn't. But the bottom line is, we'll see if he can. Straight up, this is Ring Talk live worldwide. Lord have mercy.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I'm sorry. Dead air.
Sell your home fast. We can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra
extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The reason why I brought up the Harlem heckler, Hector Camacho, in hour number one was that there is a Hector Camacho running for city council in South San Francisco, California, and went to high school straight up. Of course, the Harlem heckler. When I gave him that name on my column, Robert, when I called him the Harlem heckler, I thought that Hector was going to rebel. You know what I'm saying? He loved it. He thought that was the greatest name of all time. He thought it was almost better than the Macho Man, the Harlem heckler, because that's what he was, a heckler from Harlem. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. He goes, with multiple sources saying now that Shakur Stevenson and Gervonta Davis, both undefeated, are signed for September on Netflix, I say, hallelujah. A, because the fight is happening, and B, because Zuffa Sports or Dana White has no role. As I said earlier, believe me when I say Dana White is to boxing what gonorrhea is to sex. Of course, these street urchins are going to battle it out on Netflix. Let's start with Gervonta Tank Davis. He stands about 5'5", is unbeaten, both men and women. I mean, he's had some charges against him as far as hitting women. So I guess he's undefeated against both men and women. But his professional boxing record is 30-0 with a draw. Of course, that draw came that last time against the, I want to say pedestrian, but less than superstellar Lamont Roach. And, of course, he's 30-0-1, that one draw with 28 KOs. And while Tank was maybe must-watch TV a few years ago, that was then, not now. Inactivity, warrants, and skating. What do I mean? Tank Davis was wanted by the feds a few months back for roughing up, if you guessed it, that's right, a stripper, and backed up by assortment of charges that were recently dropped. Bottom line is, incredibly, Davis, he skated again. It's like the fourth or fifth time he's been involved. It's like domestic violence or something like that involving him taking the rights away from some woman. But the bottom line is, it's like his fourth or fifth time, and he keeps skating, okay? It's time to stick a fork in him anyway. Bottom line is, he's 31 years old now, Gervonta Davis. Of course, I say he's a street urchin. When I say he's a street urchin, I mean he's a kid from the hood. He's ghetto. He never got out of it. Maybe Shakur Stevenson, will talk about that in a second. But the bottom line is, he's tried at least to make a transition to get out of the ghetto, because he realizes if he lived in the ghetto too long, the ghetto would eventually end up killing him. But the bottom line is, it's time to stick a fork and Tank Davis. Of course, I thought his climax, or his zenith, call it what you want, but it was when 2020, when he knocked out 37-1 Leo Santa Cruz in six rounds, or the 2021 knockout in six rounds of then unbeaten Rolly Romero. Or perhaps the 2023 stoppage of the erratic one, the aforementioned Ryan Garcia. Since he's beaten Frank Martin in 2024 and 2025, had that, that draw with the, quote, nondescript Lamont Roach. What have you done for me lately? 18 months of inactivity. Why? Because he and Shakur Stevenson will clash in September, and again on Netflix. Davis will have been out of action now 18 months, and in that period he's been in handcuffs more than he's been in boxing gloves. Davis's lengthy legal dilemmas can be explained like this. You could take a man out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the man. That best describes Tank Davis in one sentence. Shakur Stevenson, well, he's not a Boy Scout either. Of course, now having thrown shade at Gervonta Davis for his track record with strippers, it's Mr. Stevenson's turn. No, it's not with strippers. But there is a video of him pummeling a guy on the ground in a Florida gas station. And there was another reported video of him kicking somebody. I thought it was a chick, but when I looked at the film yesterday, it looked like it was a guy. But the bottom line is, it was literally one of the lowest acts ever committed by a boxer. Shakur has, like, gotten a pass for that despicable action by the Fourth Estate. I'm talking about the boxing press. Of course, unbeaten Shakur, he's bigger and he's faster. In a man-to-man comparison, Shakur Stevenson is 3 inches taller at 5'8" than Davis, has longer arms and faster hands. With the exception of raw punching power, Shakur Stevenson, now 23 and zip with 11 knockouts, looks not to only be the far better of the two, at 28. Shakur is the fresher of the two. There's no doubt about it. His last one, a near shutout of Teofimo Lopez, was in January. Teofimo Lopez, maybe no longer the fighter that he once was. But Davis, he needs an epic performance. Tank Davis will need to render Shakur horizontal to win. He's not going to win on points. That being said, Shakur Stevenson has the speed, size, and the skill to make this Netflix matchup look easy. But will he? Why am I putting an asterisk on Netflix every time I write about it on my boxing column here at PedroBoxing at Substack.com? That's right. That's my page. I made it real simple. PedroBoxing, Substack.com, all my articles. But the bottom line is, why am I putting an asterisk on these articles when it comes to Netflix? Because Dana White and Zuffa Sports have a lot of money. But I think Netflix has a lot more money and a lot more clout. And if they continue to bring us big fights in the coming years, that will surely hurt the Zuffa brand and, of course, Dana White. And, of course, what I said about Dana White is Dana White is the boxing, what gonorrhea is to normal life. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We called the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant. He didn't pick up the phone. Let me tell you, Hector Camacho was a good guy around me. I mean, he wasn't going to come to fight. But when he realized that, you know, that the old lady was going to come back and get me, and here's what happened one time, okay? So Hector and me were all in a room, and my ex-wife disrespects me on the phone during a call with my daughter. She calls me a bunch of names. She did in front of Ali one time, too. But the bottom line is, she didn't know who was in the room, but she did this, okay? So anyway, Hector calls her up, and, you know, Hector smooths her over and this kind of stuff. So that sort of bonded me and Hector somehow. So when I went to him that day and I almost begged him, I was almost in tears, because if I didn't get paid for the month and a half that I spent in Puerto Rico, if I didn't get paid for that month and a half, I was done. And we never got paid more than $10,000. Why? You want to know why? Because we had to carry it back in cash, and I never wanted to carry more than 10 grand back. So I always made sure I had 9 grand or less. That's around 9 grand. That's just the way I did things. I mean, remember one time the Puerto Rican or the U.S. Customs took me off a flight because I was going to – check this out. I do look a little suspicious here, Robert. I'll tell you why. I'm in Puerto Rico, and I'm on this flight. And, you know, being the pimp that I am, pretty cool. This and that, dressed pretty nice and the whole nine yards. And I've got a lot of money on me, cash. I just got paid, okay, because Harold and me had a show there. So anyway, I just got paid all this cash on me. So I get on a flight, and the customs guy come on the plane, and they pull me off the flight. So they pull me off the flight, and they got me in the gateway, and they're going, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I go, I'm an ex-policeman. What are you talking about? Yeah, well, you know, what do you got? How much money do you have? So I'm not going to lie to them. You can't, I mean, the last thing you want to do is lie to these guys, okay? No, I got $9,400. Whoa, $9,400. And guess where my destination was? Colombia. Okay? You know what I'm saying? And this was, of course, when cocaine was running hot and heavy. I'm not a coke guy. I never was. But I'm into Colombia chicks, or I was at that point in time. I'm pretty much engaged to a Colombian girl down there at that time point in time. But the bottom line is, they held me on the gateway for like 15 minutes, and they held the flight. And they keep telling me, I mean, they're asking me the same question over again. What do you know about so-and-so? I don't know what you're talking about. They kept asking me names. Who is this guy? Who's that guy? I had no idea. I had absolutely, I mean, no idea who they're talking about, all right? And they said, well, you've been here for a month and a half. So I'm running a boxing promotion. I'm like the second guy when it comes to like doing, taking care of business. I'm like the second guy in charge of this promotion. Of course, the promotion was ill-fated from the start, and of course, it sucked as far as the live audience was concerned and things like that. But the bottom line is, we did get the show. We produced the show. Even though Camacho was all coked out and a mess and all that kind of good stuff, he did show up and he did fight long enough to headbutt Jorge Vaca and end the fight. Okay, so he showed up, and the only reason why he showed up, Robert, because he knew if he didn't, my wife was going to have my driver's license taken away and deny me my visitation with my daughter. That's the only thing that got Camacho when he was all coked out. So I want to prop him for that, no doubt about that. But back to Shakur Stevenson. I think Shakur Stevenson is one hell of a fighter. He really is. I mean, but will he step forward and try to erase Gervonta Davis? You know, people say no, that he's a safety first fighter. I think he's going to change his mind this time. I think that he's going to get Tank Davis in a corner, and or at one point in time in the fight, he's going to get him in a position where he's going to be able to roll that right hand on him. And guess what? Even if he doesn't punch that hard, I think he can punch hard enough to wake Gervonta Davis up. And once he gets Gervonta Davis waking up, that's when you can hurt him. You can roll him to the body, roll him to the head. In other words, he's fast enough. Shakur Stevenson is fast enough to get away with all the stuff and more. I mean, that's how talented he is. But, of course, he's of that Floyd Mayweather ilk. You know what I mean? Like survival and fight not to really look good, just fight basically to win, you know? And of course, you know, that fight to win type of thing, I think that's taken away from the sport of boxing a lot. Floyd Mayweather, by the way, I mentioned it before, of course, he's got all kinds of legal problems right now. Is he going to do this thing September 19th? I mean, they've talked about different, the Spear, that new revolutionary arena that they got in Vegas. That was supposed to be the original venue. Now I hear it's the T-Mobile Arena. Now I'm not hearing anything. I'm hearing that Mayweather maybe is trying to skate on the fight. I mean, a fight? Him and Ronnie Pacquiao? Do I really want to see those guys, two guys, like, fight at the age of 48 and 47, something like that? No. But if I would like to see Floyd Mayweather get drilled. I would do that, but I don't know if Manny Pacquiao can do that. But the bottom line is, you know, Pacquiao's a guy that started off at 107 pounds. He ended up winning a championship like 112 pounds, like 122, 126, 130, 135, 140, 147. And I even think he grabbed some like bogus belt at 154. So the bottom line is he's won divisions and he won weight belts. Championships with more weight division than anybody else, no doubt about that. But he started off at 107 pounds, so he was a small guy to begin with. And Mayweather started off at 130 pounds. So there's like 25 pounds of size difference naturally. I don't care if Manny Pacquiao's done steroids or ate a lot of Filipino rice, whatever he's done to gain that weight, but the bottom line is, you know, it doesn't match up. Mayweather's going to beat him probably time and time and time again if it was on an even keel. Now, has Mayweather slipped to the point who would lose to Manny Pacquiao? I don't know. I can only hope so. I mean, if they do hook it up, this then I have the popcorn. I'll have the popcorn. I might want to go see that one live with my buddies down there if it's at T-Mobile Arena. Of course, they got the connects down there, but I want to go there and probably see that one live and bring my popcorn the whole nine hours and watch Floyd Mayweather get drilled. I mean, that's why we're showing up. Nobody shows up to a Mayweather fight to watch him win. I mean, a few black guys do, and that's what he's got. That's his whole fan base, black guys on the internet. That's it. That's it. No, I mean, they are vocal, and they are numerous, okay, in the whole nine yards, and there's a lot of them portraying themselves as boxing media and things like that. But the bottom line is, they're all Floyd Mayweather fans. If they're not bought and paid for, it sure does look like it. And of course, Mayweather's a big, you know, pro publicity type of guy. He's not, I wouldn't think he would be, I don't think he'd be against paying for publicity. I don't think he would. And I think a lot of the stuff that you see about Floyd Mayweather being the greatest fighter on this Facebook page and Floyd Mayweather being the greatest fighter on that Facebook page, I think it's all bullspit with age. I think he's a self-creator of all this. I really think he is, because the bottom line is, if you really looked at his catalog and you really looked at the fights that he's had, he's no Roberto Duran. He's no Sugar Ray Leonard. He's no Marvin Hagler. And he's no Tommy Hearns. And I'm not talking about size. I'm talking about talent and ability. I mean, Mayweather puts more people to sleep with his performances than he does knocking them out. That's just the way it is. And he hasn't knocked nobody out in a long time. At the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather sucks. And, of course, he and I have went back and forth time and time again. But I got to tell you, pound for pound, guys, he don't rate in the top 10. No way, no how. Straight up, this is Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't know where to go, folks. I was going to go back to my Substack page and try to pull up some articles, but the internet says here we're unable to load your posts. So I keep going and going and going and trying again. In other words, I'm trying to tell you there's no internet for me here in the Sports Byline Studios. And listen, folks, when it rains, it pours. I kid you not, but there's nothing on my laptop at all. I tried to get it through the through my hotspot, through my phone, and that doesn't want to come through because we closed the door. And the reason why we closed the door is there's every couple of seconds a fire alarm goes beep, beep in the other room. And, of course, that is annoying, and you hear that on the air, or I can hear that in my ear. So the bottom line is we can't have that. So I'm poised. I just got to do an ad lib type of thing here. I just don't know what's. I'm like blown away by it because I wasn't ready to do that. I was ready to go to some stuff that I had in print. Of course, I've got four stories at pedroboxing.com. I can't even say it. I'm so struck. At my Substack page, of course, I'm talking about Substack.com. It's called Pedro Boxing, P-D-R-O Boxing. Of course, it's pretty simple. But the bottom line is I can't get in there because of the fact that the Wi-Fi is not working in here. And that's like every week. So I'm just like blown away by it. It's spotty. But right now it's not working at all. So I can't go to it. As far as ad-libbing concerned, my house historian, Frank 1961, usually has me in check as far as with a whole bunch of history. And he took the day off. So, of course, it's a holiday, all that kind of good stuff. So Frank took the day off. But, you know, bottom line is when it rains, it pours. No doubt about that. Let's talk about the best fighter pound for pound. Who is it? Well, I've told you time and time again. It's David Benavidez. Of course, the world cruiserweight champion. That means he's 200 pounds. Of course, he also was the 168-pound champion and the 175-pound champion. Now, when he was the 168-pound champion, Canelo Alvarez refused to fight him. Of course, he was Canelo and him were both the champions of the same sanctioning body. Of course, we're talking about those bandits, the world of bunco and chicanery they call the WBC. Okay, but the bottom line is Canelo was either the champion or he wasn't the champion. But the bottom line is when he wasn't a champion, Benavidez was a champion, and they took Benavidez's title away when they said he tested positive for Colombian dust. But guess what? In the history of the WBC, I can't remember them stripping a guy from a championship ever because of coke. They put him in rehab. They don't strip him for coke. But they're going to strip him for coke if he's going to be a threat to Canelo Alvarez, who's their meal ticket, their Mexican meal ticket. Do you see where I'm going with this? I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me. I mean, when the guy's a WBC interim champion, the WBC champion, this is at 168. Then he moves up to 175. Canelo says, oh, I'm not going to fight at 175. I'm going back to 168. Well, David Benavidez can never make 168 again, probably unless you cut off both legs, okay? But the bottom line is he can make 175. Well, Canelo don't want to fight him at 175. I saw a story this morning where Canelo was talking on YouTube saying, you know, he's outgrown me now. He's a 200-pound champion. I said, well, listen, man, the guy chased you around for like 7 years. Excuse me. 7 years. I mean, how long can you chase somebody? I mean, when you're when you're trying to get attain greatness, and that's what David Benavidez is trying to do, trying to get the great fights out there. And the one guy that's in your way, the guy that's going to like give you the one guy that's he don't want to fight you. And what's going on with that? But that's what Benavidez has went through with Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, the worst example of a Mexican champion I've ever seen in my life, and they give him a pass. I mean, Salvador Sanchez, I saw him fight Wilfredo Gomez. Could you imagine Salvador Sanchez saying, well, you know, Wilfredo Gomez is 33-0 with 32 knockouts and a draw. I don't think I'm going to fight him. Could you imagine if he said that? Right? No, he wouldn't say that because he was a true Mexican warrior. Of course, Sanchez died in the 1982 car accident when he was running back from a girl's house. Of course, he left training camp in the middle of the night to go get some nookie. And when he was coming home from the nookie, he had a Corvette and he ran into the back of a turkey. No, it was a chicken truck. He rear-ended a chicken truck. And the bottom line is he was decapitated. It wasn't pretty, but the bottom line is it was a closed casket funeral. But he died, I think, around October or September of 1982, somewhere around there. But the bottom line is, you know, you wouldn't imagine Sanchez ducking Gomez. Or how about this one? How about Joe Frazier saying, you know, that Muhammad Ali guy may be undefeated, but they took away his championship. I'm not going to fight him. They couldn't have gotten away with that. Nobody, because there was a media, plus people had at least enough, nobody had the chutzpah to pull that kind of crap off. Okay? But the WBC and the Mexicans down there, south of the border, can do that. Especially with no media. There's nobody to challenge them. The New York, as I mentioned this in hour number one, the New York Times had a boxing writer. The New York Post had a boxing writer. All the four New York newspapers, Newsday and the Daily News, they had newspapers, boxing writers. LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Seattle Times. I keep going and going. Reno Gazette. Everybody had, Steve Seddon, everybody had a boxing writer, okay? But the bottom line is, when the newspapers died, so went the responsible press, as far as the media is concerned, and boxing. Since then, we've had a bunch of guys on YouTube, and, you know, some of these guys on YouTube have done really well as far as numbers are concerned, but they don't have any product, per se. And I think the best thing going on YouTube is probably some of those guys that do the true crime, because they actually solve some cases. But actually, the guys boxing, for the most part, they pontificate. I mean, they're obnoxious, and they don't know a whole lot, and to say that, you know, I'm not going to criticize them too much, but the bottom line is most of these guys don't know a left hook from a fish hook. Of course, that's an old boxing saying, but the bottom line is it's the truth. It just is. I mean, these guys think that because they watched a few fights, now they're a boxing expert. Cracks me up. It's probably the only sport in the history of sports and journalism or at large, you know, when people trying to be journalists, that's what they think they are now, YouTube journalists. Pound for pound, it ain't that way. It just ain't that way. When you're a true reporter, you know how to report both sides of it. Of course, Tommy D keeps me on both sides of the show. When, of course, on Sundays when I always come up with one issue and I'm extreme and Tommy D comes back the other way. Well, that's a game that we play with each other. Of course, it's back and forth. It's like ping pong, right? That's the way Tommy D and me play it. But for the bottom line, I try to be as real as I can on this show. I just can't, week in and week out. And the fact that Oleg Usyk was granted, had his hand raises against Rico yesterday, it's absolutely mind-blowing. Anyway, Noah Inoue and Hutto Nakatani, they're going to do a rematch sometime in Japan. Of course, they had a fight a couple of months ago. Actually, it was May. And I'm not all that impressed with the fact that Noah Inoue won a 12-round decision because I didn't think that Nakatani tried all that hard. In fact, you know, Nakatani's trainer came on the show a few weeks ago and dropped about 18 F-bombs in about 3.5 minutes. I kid you not. I mean, my guy Bailey, who bailed, by the way, to Japan. Bailey's in Japan for 2 weeks. More power to him. But Bailey was freaking out in the other room because Rudy Hernandez was dropping all these F-bombs, and I'm correcting him on it. You can't do that. You can't do it. And he kept dropping them. This, and had he dropped any F-bombs with Nakatani, maybe he got that Japanese off his ass and stopped him from tapping gloves. I mean, why do you tap gloves before a round? Why do you tap gloves after a round? Kiss my ass. I ain't tapping your glove. They used to force me. They used to drag me. Listen, I never was a good sport. I just wasn't. This is boxing, okay? I mean, you know, maybe I'll like you a little bit after the fight, but you know, but before and after, before and during the fight, all I'm thinking about is hurting you. If I don't come into the game with that mindset, I'm not going to win. You understand what I'm saying? You've got to come in there with that mindset. You train physically. Alexis Arguello taught me this because one time I had a fight, and of course I came up short in a Golden Glove Championship fight the first time around. I lost a 3-2 split decision. But get this, I won two of the three rounds at least, and the referee, Marty Salmon, took a point away from me in two different rounds. So in two different rounds, I lost the round, or the round was even. And after the fight, after the three rounds, the fight was even. Back in the days when amateur fights were three rounds, the fight was even. So they said, you know, flip a coin. They went the other way. It was atrocious. But the bottom line is, I learned from that fight. And I went and talked with Alexis Arguello in September of that year as he was preparing for Aaron Pryor the first time. And I said to him, you know what, man? How do you know if you're physically together? Mentally together. I mean, both of them. How do you know when you're in perfect shape? He says, because if you run physically and you get yourself in the best condition you can physically, the mental conditioning will fall into line. It's natural, Pedro. That's the way he put it. It's natural, Pedro. And God, I miss Alexis Arguello. Of course, gone in, what, September 2009? Now, has it been that long? It has. Of course, when he was shot, and I think he was killed, of course, he was mayor of Managua. And, of course, at one point in time, he had some coke issues. He came on this show, and, of course, he was talking about killing himself. And that prompted me to get some money from the WBC back then when Jose Sulaiman, the father of Mauricio Sulaiman, the current president, ran things. And, of course, I got some money and went down to Nicaragua, flew first class, because you know Robert Page don't fly coach unless he's paying for the ticket. That's the only time I fly coach. Anyway, so I fly first class down there in Nicaragua. I try to save Alexis Arguello, who's hooked on crack cocaine at the time, 1989. And it doesn't work anyway. 3 months later, he gets into a car accident. The Nicaraguan government tells him, if you don't go to rehab, you're going to jail. So he went to rehab, and of course, he came on the show, and he told Tim Scott or something like that, the writer of the New York Daily News, a black guy that was writing boxing for New York Daily News. I think it was Tim Scott, something like it. But he told him, quote, this guy saved my life. I thought that was really cool. We're at the Boxing Hall of Fame. When Alexis Arguello comes up to you, I mean, basically you're in conversation and he says to somebody else, this guy saved my life. You got to say, holy cow, that's crazy. No doubt about that. But I really, really miss Alexis Arguello. Now, back to Oleg Usyk. I'll say the list again. Ali, Lewis, Lennox, Ali, Joe Lewis, Lennox Lewis, Larry Holmes, Rocky Marcus. He couldn't have beat any of these guys. Okay, but you know, these guys that are now hedging on Oleg Usyk, a week ago were saying like he was the best thing since sliced bread. They were. I mean, Oleg Usyk, pound for pound this, pound for pound that, pound for this. But, right, now they're not saying nothing. Absolutely nothing. Straight up, best fighter in the world, David Benavidez, no doubt about that. Second best, that might be a one you want to flip up in the air. It might be Nono Inouye, of course, undefeated in 32, make that 33 fights. Now, after that decision went over Nakatani on May the 5th, I believe. Of course, Shakur Stevenson going to do battle, of course, on Netflix with Gervonta Davis. We'll see what happens there. Jesse Bam Rodriguez, of course, he's a guy at 118, and of course, he moves back 115, needs to move up to 118, and then 122. Of course, 122 is a magic fight with Nono Inouye if Inouye sticks around that long. As far as Nono Inouye being at his peak, I think his peak has came and went. I really have. I think his peak has came and went. I'm not trying to say he's shot or anything like that, but I think his peak has come and gone. As far as Nakatani's concerned, I don't think he ever had a peak. He really, really, really disappointed me in that fight. He's absolutely disappointed me. I thought he was going to do so much more. And he did so much little, so much less. It was mind-boggling. Devin Haney, ranked 7 by Boxrec as the people's pound-for-pound guy. As far as the top 10 pound-for-pound records, of course, he's got that fight where he had with Ryan Garcia where he got knocked down more times. He was down more times than a hooker on a Saturday night. He was. That's the truth. Okay? And what happened? You know, of course, he tested positive for steroids. Let's talk about my favorite guy, Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia is not my favorite guy. Let's go to a break. Ryan Garcia is not my favorite guy, but the bottom line is Ryan Garcia is entertaining, and he can fight. I think he can fight. Tommy D doesn't like him at all. Of course, Tommy D is my co-host on Sunday. He had a great show today, no doubt about that. When everything else is falling down, Tommy D is there. Are we ready to roll to a break? This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
This may be my last run as far as sports byline is concerned. Of course, we'll work on things this week, but the bottom line is we need to talk, and of course, things have not been going well. I haven't got the internet, and they're saying the internet's fine and this and that, and bottom line is it's not fine. I mean, who do I believe? Them that say the internet's fine, or me that every time I go online, things go crazy? And the bottom line is I can't even use my hotspot because we've got to close the door because there's an alarm going off, and bottom line is it's crazy. It's absolutely bizarre. And unless there's some normalcy to this, I mean, I'm not the normal guy. I'm not a normal guy. I understand that. And I understand that things don't go according to plan all the time, this and that. But when things continue week in and week out to do the same thing, in other words, when the same mistakes keep being done over and over and over again, you realize this is not right. It's like insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. You know, I mean, had some dead spots today, had some problems today. I mean, these are things that in the old days that you wouldn't see or even talk about on radio. You just wouldn't. And Robert's done a great job. Yeoman's work in the other room. Of course, he's coming on the fly, taking Bailey. Of course, Bailey bailed for Japan. More power to Bailey. Bailey having problems over, having a good time over there in Japan. I told him stay away from the geishas, but the bottom line is he's going to have a good time over there, no doubt about that. And Robert's come in. Of course, Robert's kicking ass, no doubt about that. But the bottom line is I've got to be able to sit down here each week and be able to relax. and I can't relax without internet. And, you know, I mean, this is basic stuff. I mean, basically, you know, it's just basic stuff. And if I can't have it, I can't produce. I mean, three or four times on the show, I've went to the internet and things haven't worked out. So what I'm trying to tell you is, I can't, as far as boxing schedule is concerned, I can't try to punch it on my computer. Nothing, my computer's not happening. I'm looking at the fight news as far as boxing schedule is concerned. I can't give you records, but the bottom line is, on May the 30th, Dmitry Bivol is going to take on Michael Effort for the IBF light heavyweight title for 175 pounds. He and David Benavidez are probably next. I think David's going to drop to 175. And, of course, Amanda Serrano, the pound-for-pound, at one point in time, the best fighter in the world, no doubt about that. But she's taking on Cheyenne Hansen for the WBO featherweight title. Let me tell you, Amanda's one of those girls that's taking a lot of punches. She ends up fighting anymore. She's going to end up punch drunk, no doubt about that. You know, Shockey Foster's coming back against the aforementioned Raymond Ford that my man Tommy D, my co-host in the hour number one, brought up. Of course, so Shockey Foster and Raymond Ford are going to go down May the 30th. That's going to be on ESPN. Of course, you want to get boxing, I guess you got to get hooked up with DAZN. DAZN. Do you have a DAZN subscription yet? Well, you should get one. I'm not saying you should go out there and buy all their pay-per-view events and this and that, because you probably go broke doing so. But the bottom line is, you should find an alternative way to watch these fights. That's like watching them through binoculars. You know, Robert watches the fights. When Robert has the fights at home, he pulls up the shade. So what I do is, I live across the street from Robert. So what I do is, I watch on binoculars. I watch his pay-per-view. See, so that's how I watch a fight without paying for the pay-per-view myself. Either watch it on binoculars or find another way to watch it, because you can't afford these pay-per-view charges, especially with Dana White doing his UFC thing. That's like $80 a month, and $80 for here and $80 there, and your cable bill is like $300 after 1 month for combat sports. Not worth it. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Center. I hope to God, and I'm not a guy that I'm here next week, but we'll see. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline. And I want to thank Robert again for coming in on the fly and taking care of business. Robert, you kick ass.